أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with ayah number 178 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَ. We discussed some aspects with regards to qisas. The killer himself, his life will be taken, obviously after the procedure, or he had admitted, or there were witnesses, but there is a very rigid process that takes place. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very special favor, a very special ni'mat that Allah ta'ala bestowed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ. And whoever is forgiven from his brother, whatever, somewhat, however much it may be, فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the demand should be gracefully, and together with that, the payment should be in an amicable manner. Now from here, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about qisas, but that qisas can also be waived off. Qisas, although it goes through the rigid law of the Shariat, it goes through the structure and an Islamic court and all of it, but at the end of it all, qisas is the right of the inheritors of the murdered person. The person who was killed, he was killed intentionally. Now his inheritors have the right to either uphold the qisas, the life of the person, the murderer, be taken, or alternatively, Shariat has given the other alternate, and that is either they forgive him completely, totally, or alternatively they settle for what the Sharia has regarded and calls diyat, that is the blood money. So there are three options that the family or the inheritors of the murdered person will have. One is that they uphold the qisas, the person's life will be taken, or alternatively they settle for the blood money. With regards to the blood money, 100 camels would have to be paid to the inheritors of the murdered person, or alternatively in gold, 1,000 gold coins, or in silver, 10,000 silver coins, and that will be obviously the equivalence in whatever currency is in vogue in that particular Islamic country. So they have the right of either fully taking the qisas, fully forgiving, or take the blood money, or even portion of the blood money. Now thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this very beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is a takhfif, that is a concession and a rahmah from your Rabb. What is this rahmat and what is this concession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? Sayyiduna Qatada rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this rahmah, this mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is this, that when you look into the Torah, in an intentional murder, there was no other way out but qisas. The killer would have to be killed, and that was it, there was absolutely nothing. The adherence of the people of the Injil, that will be the Christians, for them there was just only one option, and that one option was forgiveness. But in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the three options, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter speaks about the aspect of when Allah has given so much, Allah Ta'ala has given so much of leeway to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That whoever then transgresses the rule and the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, from the judiciary, from the hukumat, from the countryside, or from the court. They want to practice what was practiced in the customs of the Arabs, or for that matter the Jews, that leaving the killer and taking someone else, obviously that is a transgression of the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them is a chastisement, a punishment which will be very painful, that they will bear the brunt in the hereafter. The person that had forgiven, or the family that had forgiven, they had stipulated, if it was the blood money, the diyat, or any other amount of money, then they should seek whatever is due to them in a graceful manner. The people that are going to hand over the money, for them also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the way. Allah ta'ala has said that they should give it according to the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be a form of kindness, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that improper behavior with regards to this is not acceptable. Now terminating this discussion in the next verse, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The world around us may call themselves democratic, they may call themselves civilized, they may call themselves a modern world, and they will then pick on this issue of the Shariat, and they will say that this is a barbaric law, a barbaric rule. But undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the declaration, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ. In this rule of qisas, in this rule of this penalty of retaliation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought about, and it is not the rule in the Qur'an, it was not brought about only in the Qur'an. It was in the Torah already from before. Allah ta'ala says is hayat, is life. We will find that there will be peace, there will be stability when people know that their lives will be taken. If they take unnecessarily, intentionally the life of a Muslim, then they will have to bear the brunt. When they begin to understand that, obviously then people will desist. People will not commit murder the way we can see murder is committed around us. They will go through the court process. Sometimes the process is never completed, or they are given a jail sentence, and in that jail it becomes the headquarters of all other vices and evils, even worse than that of murder. And in that way there is a continuity of disruption and social disorder. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ulil albab, O people of intelligence, apply your mind and understand that in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may desist, and the community may desist from committing murder, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all forms of violent crime also will come to an end. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that qisas has been prescribed upon you, this injunction has been made compulsory upon you, so that what will prevail in your community will be peace and stability. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.